The gospel lesson for this day is taken from St. John, the 20th chapter, and I would invite you to turn and read along with me. St. John, the 20th chapter, and I want to begin with verse 19. Will you receive this word? When it was evening on the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed him his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Receive the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable within your sight. Dear God, you are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. This passage in St. John has always been a unique portion of Scripture within the year of the Church. This Scripture lesson is used both on and as an Easter text, as it is announcing that the grave could no longer hold our Christ. If you can picture the disciples still in the upper room where they had and received communion. But the disciples are very much afraid, not knowing what will happen next. It is at this moment that Jesus comes. And the message is the same in which Jesus began his life with. You remember the message the angels gave to the shepherds at Jesus' birth. Do not be afraid. And all of Jesus' ministry and teachings in Jesus' very life, the message is, do not be afraid. And so on Easter evening, it is not surprising that Jesus would come with this message, peace be with you. And I like this definition of peace because it means may God give you every good thing. May God give you every good thing. And so the Easter blessing is that their relationship in God, their relationship in God is established through the death and contact with Jesus Christ. The people can truly love God. And they can love one another. And so they become one. And so these are unique words. This is the message of Easter. Peace be with you. and then the message of Pentecost. Receive the Holy Spirit. Listen to those and hear the commissioning. Listen to those words and realize that the community is being called to carry on the work of Christ. Listen to those words and hear the promise of Jesus. In some way, it is only a promise, but in many ways, it is all the promise that we need. For Jesus says, My presence will be with you always. Receive the Holy Spirit. Today we have the birthday of the church. And I can't speak for you now, but I know there are some birthdays that I'd rather not talk about. I remember 40 well. I'll move on from there. Some birthdays we'd rather not talk about, but it shouldn't be that way when we come to the birthday of the church. It doesn't have to be. If we are able to stay, if we are able to stay as one. It's said to be a true story that a father came and he gave his son a bundle of sticks and he told him to smash the sticks. Well, the boy took the bundle and he hit him against his knee. But all he did was bruise his knee. Then he took the sticks and put them on the ground and he stamped on them. But he barely made a dent. When his father came back, he looked at his son and he could tell his son was frustrated. He said, "I don't know how to break this bundle of sticks." His father untied the bundle, took each stick one by one, and broke it. This is a message here for the church. If we are able to stay together, if we are able to stay united and to stay as one, then we cannot be broken. But divided, oh yes, divided, we can be broken. In contrast, we want this message of Pentecost to sink deep within us. Receive the Holy Spirit. New life has been breathed into them. New life has been breathed into what would be the church. Every time I have read, or other times that I have read, of the breath of God being breathed, it always seems to bring life. Genesis, the second chapter and the seventh verse. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man and woman became a living being. And then Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, you remember that passage, for Ezekiel was standing in the midst of a valley of dry bones. But Ezekiel heard God say to the wind, and Ezekiel 37:9, "Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live." The breath of God brings life. And so the Spirit is filling us. J.S. Baxter wrote these words, "What God chooses, God cleanses. What God cleanses, God molds. What God molds, God fills. What God fills, God uses." And so the Spirit wants to use us. And I believe that we are being commissioned, to bring Jesus to the people. One way that we can be used, one way in which I believe that we are being commissioned, one way is to announce to people that they are forgiven. How many persons do we know today that could turn their very life around if they knew they were forgiven? I believe that all of us will judge a message by the background of the messenger. We have this background. We have this background to be able to announce this message because we have been forgiven. We can say that God forgives. We can say that God's grace is sufficient. We can testify to all of these things because we have experienced the forgiveness of God ourselves. God forgives. We are forgiven. And this can be our message to others. I thought about all of the messages the church had to offer in this Pentecost season. And there is just something that speaks to me about this message of forgiveness. I want each of us to know this morning that we are forgiven. And perhaps something might be holding us back to fully receiving all that the Spirit wants to do within our life because there are some things that are standing within our way. I want you to know this morning that you are forgiven. And as one who is forgiven, then yes, you have this message to share. Someone who might be living in guilt, someone who might be living in doubt, someone who might be living in fear, who just won't let their past go, you have this message to be able to say, you are forgiven. Receive the Holy Spirit. This was Jesus' message on Easter evening. This was his message. It was the message of Pentecost. Receive the Holy Spirit. Let me close this way. You know, there have been in the newspaper all kinds of things lately about baseball. All kinds of facts and figures and statistics because of some records that are being set. Leave it to me to find the most obscure statistic. Did you know that Babe Ruth struck out 1,330 times? I didn't know that. But you know, I don't hold that against him at all. Because it tells me something. He kept on swinging. You can't hit a home run every time. but you can keep on swinging. Failure sometimes in the life, in our work, in the church, but it need not hold us back. We can keep on swinging. That is my message to us then on this Pentecost Sunday. Let us receive the Holy Spirit and let's keep on swinging. Amen. Keep on swinging. Amen. Amen. And when you hit a home run, please let me know. I think I could use one these days, so please let me know. But I'm going to keep on swinging.